Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. Yep, that's good. Then I stare at a red light. It's the kind that helps your cells positively glow. Oh, wow, really bright. Okay. Next, I take an ice bath. That's how you melt your fat and fix your, I don't know, other stuff. Ooh, yep, feeling super healthy. Can't fit my toes. Breakfast is raw liver, unless I'm fasting for 36 hours. Because that resets your whole, like, everything. Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Cygnos.
Like and subscribe.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
You're listening to the Blake Winchester Loves America, the most podcast show on the Freedom Flame Podcast Network. This isn't just another podcast. It's a battle cry. A battle cry in the war for America's soul. Blake Winchester doesn't just love America. He's here to save it. If you're not ready for hard truths and even harder consequences, turn back now.
Ladies and gentlemen, patriots of this great nation, welcome back to another thrilling episode of Blake's Truth Hour, the only place you'll find real talk about the holidays, America, and the lies that are trying to tear it all down. Now, I know what you're thinking. Blake, it's Christmas time. What's the problem? Well, buckle up, because today we're diving into a conspiracy so big, it'll make you rethink every story you've ever heard about Santa Claus. That's right, folks. We're talking about the biggest scam of the season, Santa Claus, and how the government has been using the man in the red suit to control your children. Now, before you start shouting, Blake, you've lost it, I want you to stay with me. We've got a special guest today who's going to blow the lid off this so-called holiday icon and show you how this jolly figure is really a Trojan horse used by the deep state. Joining me today is Jack Grayson, the author of The Santa Scam, How the Government Uses Santa to Control Your Children. Jack, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Blake, and I'm thrilled to be here. I know this is going to ruffle some feathers, but the truth has to come out. We're talking about a global myth that's been used to manipulate the minds of children and control the masses for generations. Santa isn't just a jolly figure spreading joy. He's a tool used by the government to keep people in line.
Now, Jack, I know this might sound a bit far-fetched to some, but I'm all ears. You've got my attention. Tell us, what is it about Santa that screams government plot to you?
It's simple, Blake. Think about it. From the moment kids are old enough to understand the holiday, they're taught to trust Santa. But here's the thing. The government has been pushing this narrative for decades. Why do you think Santa is always watching you? He knows when you are sleeping. He knows when you're awake. Does that sound like a comforting holiday message or a subtle form of surveillance to you? The entire idea of Santa is rooted in control. Children are taught to behave because Santa is watching, monitoring their every move, just like the government does with surveillance programs. It teaches kids that they need to conform to be rewarded. This is exactly how they mold us from an early age. Obedient, obedient, obedient. And it doesn't stop there.
Oh, come on, Jack. You're telling me that the North Pole is a covert government operation? That Santa's surveillance system is the precursor to the NSA?
Yes, Blake. You're starting to get it. When you look at the way society uses Santa, it's all about surveillance and compliance. And what better way to embed this system into children's minds than during the most influential time of the year, Christmas? Parents say, be good or Santa won't bring you presents. The lesson? Conformity gets you rewards. Be good. Play by the rules, and the system will take care of you. But stray from the path? Well, good luck, because Santa isn't going to leave you anything. And you know who else isn't going to leave you anything? The government. They control the narrative. They tell you what's acceptable, and they teach kids that the system is infallible, just like Santa. That's the true magic of Christmas, the conditioning. And this isn't just in the United States. This global story has been planted in cultures around the world. It's everywhere.
You're telling me that every year when my kid writes a letter to Santa asking for gifts, he's being primed to conform to the system. This is insane, but fascinating. What do you think the real agenda behind Santa is?
It's all about control, Blake. The Santa scam is much deeper than just a holiday tradition. It's a conditioning tool used by governments to break down free thought, individualism, and rebellion. It's no coincidence that children are taught from an early age that Santa is a central figure in their lives. He's used as a gentle tool of compliance before they even understand what government control means. Santa is an introductory course in authoritarianism, and it begins when they're 4 years old.
So we're talking about a global indoctrination system wrapped in red velvet and a big beard. But here's the kicker. What do we do about it, Jack? If Santa is this figure of control, how do we fight back against it?
Well, Blake, that's where the solution lies. You see, it's not enough just to stop believing in Santa. What we need is a revolution, a complete dismantling of this gift-giving myth that has become the cornerstone of modern-day Christmas. Instead of teaching kids to believe in someone who rewards you for being good, we should be teaching them to stand up for themselves, question authority, and build a future where they can achieve their goals through hard work and self-reliance, not by waiting for some mythical figure to give them presents. That's what my book, The Santa Scam, is all about, waking up to the reality of the holiday industry and taking back Christmas from the government's grip. If we start with the kids, we can change the entire narrative. We can bring back Christmas to its true American roots, freedom, independence, and family, not surveillance, conformity, and control. If you thought our conversation with Jack Grayson was mind-blowing so far, buckle up, because we're diving even deeper into the rabbit hole. Jack, you've just told us something that I don't think I, or anyone listening, was prepared to hear. You're saying that the elves aren't just some whimsical part of Christmas mythology. They're real, and they're working against us. That's exactly right, Blake. The so-called elves of Santa's workshop are more than just fantasy. They're part of a larger network, operatives, if you will, embedded into society to observe, influence, and ultimately control. They've been hiding in plain sight for centuries, always watching, always reporting back. What we see in the media as Santa's little helpers is just a sanitized version of the truth.
Hold on, Jack. Are you telling me these aren't just stories for kids? That there are actual little people out there working as part of some shadow network?
Absolutely, and I want you to think about it, Blake. Have you ever met someone in your life, someone smaller in stature, who seemed oddly perceptive, unusually observant? Maybe they always knew just a little too much about what was happening around them. Those could have been elves, deep state operatives planted to monitor the population.
Oh my. Jack, this is hitting me hard right now. You're making me think about all these encounters I've had over the years. Like, there was this one guy, name was Charlie. Ran the popcorn machine at my local movie theater for decades. He was maybe 4 feet tall, always had this kind of knowing smile. Every time I walked in, he'd say something like, "You're back again, Blake? Big plans tonight?" How did he know? How did he always know what I was doing? Could he have been...
Charlie might have been an elf, Blake. It fits the pattern. They're placed in seemingly inconspicuous roles, blending in where people won't notice them. But their job isn't to serve popcorn or make toys. Their job is to watch and report, keeping tabs on people who might question the system.
And it's not just Charlie. There was this other guy. When I was in college, we had a janitor named Doug. Everyone thought he was just this friendly little guy who worked the late night shift. But Doug always had this way of being where you didn't want him to be. Like, you'd be about to do something dumb, like planning a protest against the campus administration. And suddenly, Doug would be there, sweeping the floor and humming "Deck the Halls." Why would a janitor be humming Christmas music in June, Jack?
Because it's part of the conditioning. The humming, the holiday cheer, the innocuous presence. It's all meant to disarm you, to make you think they're harmless, even likable. But the reality is, these elves are far more dangerous than anyone realizes. They're gathering information, ensuring compliance, and identifying anyone who poses a threat to the system.
This explains so much. Jack, you're blowing my mind here. These little people aren't just random. They've been strategically placed. And now that I think about it, there was a woman at my church growing up. She used to hand out peppermint candies to all the kids, always wearing red and green. Her name was Mrs. Tinsley. Everyone loved her, but she had this weird way of asking you questions. Like, "Are you being good for your parents?" Or, "Have you done anything you shouldn't this week?" At the time, I thought it was just her being nosy. But now I see it. She was gathering intel, wasn't she?
She very well could have been, Blake. These elves often take on roles in community settings. Churches, schools, small businesses. They're in positions where they can observe people at their most vulnerable, gathering data and reinforcing the narrative of compliance. And here's the kicker. They've been doing this for generations. It's part of a global system of control that ties directly back to the larger Santa myth.
This is sick, Jack. Absolutely sick. They've infiltrated every corner of our lives. And we've been letting it happen because we've been blinded by the Christmas magic propaganda. I'll never look at another mall elf the same way again.
That's exactly why I wrote the Santa scam. People need to wake up and start questioning everything. Every elf you see could be part of this network. Every helper might be something far more sinister. The first step to taking back our freedoms is recognizing the deception.
This isn't just about Christmas anymore. This is about our entire way of life. Jack, I don't care how deep this rabbit hole goes. We've got to keep digging. These so-called elves think they can keep watching us, but I've got news for them. We're watching them now, and we won't stop until the truth comes out.
That's the spirit, Blake. Together we can expose this network, unmask the elves, and finally break free from the control they've held over us for so long. But it starts with awareness. That's why your platform is so important.
Jack, you've got me thinking about my past now. I mean, all these encounters I've had with little people, are they coincidences or something more? And then there's the personal side of this. Jack, I've never shared this on the air before, but back in college, I dated a little person. Her name was Marcy. We met at a campus rally. And let me tell you, she was sharp as a tack and always seemed to know what was happening on campus before anyone else did.
Interesting, Blake. That fits the pattern. Intelligence, awareness, and likely a knack for blending in. What happened with Marcy?
Well, Jack, it was great for a while. Marcy had this magnetic energy, always curious, always asking these deep questions. But looking back now, some of those questions seemed pointed. Like, she'd casually ask, "So what kind of student loans do you have, Blake?" Or, "What's your position on surveillance cameras in public spaces?" At the time, I thought she was just really politically aware. But now, I'm starting to wonder if she was digging for more than just personal interest. And then one day, she was gone. No note, no goodbye, no explanation. Just disappeared. It hit me hard. I mean, I thought we had something real. For years, I told myself maybe she transferred schools or something. But now, after hearing what you're saying about elves, Jack, what if she wasn't just some girl I dated? What if she was an operative?
Blake, it's entirely possible. If Marcy was part of this network, her mission may have been compromised or completed. Elves are known for disappearing without a trace when their cover is at risk. And you said she asked specific questions about loans and surveillance? That sounds exactly like the kind of intelligence gathering these operatives are trained to do.
But Jack, here's the part that really gets me. A few months after she left, I started wondering, what if she was pregnant? What if there's a half-human, half-elf child out there? My child. Jack, could it be possible? Could I have fathered a half-elf that's now part of this surveillance network?
Blake, it's not outside the realm of possibility. If the elves are as deeply embedded as I believe, then a hybrid child, part human, part elf, could theoretically exist. Such a child could be groomed to continue the mission, blending in even more seamlessly with the human population. Have you ever thought about trying to track her down?
I've thought about it over the years, Jack, but something always stops me. It's like there's an invisible wall, a part of me that doesn't want to know, because if it's true, if I have a half-elf child out there, what does that mean for me? Have I been a pawn in their game this whole time? Am I complicit in this network, even without realizing it?
Blake, this is exactly why we need to dig deeper into these connections. Your story might not be as unique as it feels. What if others have similar experiences? What if this is a tactic? Elves forming relationships, embedding themselves into people's lives to extract information, or create hybrids who are even harder to detect?
You're blowing my mind, Jack. I don't even know where to go with this. I've always prided myself on being the one exposing the truth, but now I'm starting to wonder if I've been part of their plan all along. This isn't just a conspiracy, it's personal. And if I do have a half-elf child out there, you'd better believe I'm going to find them and figure out what's really going on.
Blake, that's the spirit. This is why I wrote the Santa scam. People need to start asking these tough questions about their lives, their pasts, and the stories we've been told. You might be one step closer to the truth than most people ever get.
Folks, I never thought I'd share this story with you, but here we are. If there's one thing I've learned today, it's that nothing is as it seems. Not Christmas, not the elves, and certainly not the people we've let into our lives without question. Whether or not I have a half-elf child out there, one thing is certain. This isn't just a holiday story anymore. This is a fight for the truth, and we've only scratched the surface. Jack Grayson's book, The Santa Scam, is your first step toward understanding what's really happening out there. Pick it up, read it, and start asking the questions they don't want you to ask. Because if the elves are watching, we need to watch back. Stay vigilant, stay free, and God bless America.
You've been listening to the Freedom Flame Podcast Network, where truth burns brighter than the lies of the mainstream. If you haven't subscribed yet, what are you waiting for? Real patriots don't hesitate. They take action. They stand tall. They hit that subscribe button like their freedom depends on it, because it does. Don't be the weak link in the chain of liberty. Subscribe now, or spend the rest of your days explaining why you let your country down when it needed you most. The Freedom Flame is watching. America is watching. Make the right choice now.
Want to try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small throw my body off balance?
Time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill
insulin
cravings.
Sensitivity.
One cheese day.
Stop it. Stop it.
They don't know your body, only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Cygnos.